Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come on, just work. Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us right here again tonight. All of you that are joining us on YouTube, welcome, welcome, welcome. Here we are again for another in the series of Establishing Your Faith. Right here on the Community of Faith radio broadcasting network. Isn't it something that they give you an update and say, don't you like how this looks? And you're like, no, pretty much not at all. I don't like how that looks, but it's all right. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity tonight to minister your love, your mercy, and your grace right here on this wonderful platform that you've given us, the Community of Faith. And bless every person you want to be here to be here. Bless every person that is trying to get here to get here. We thank you, Father, that you are doing a brand new thing in our life, and even now it will spring forth and we will know it. And we will know it. All right. You're going to have to give me a little bit of time here. I got to find a, a button for YouTube. I know you're here. Quit hiding yourself. So those of you that are joining us, and you might be new, saying, hey, what's these guys doing? We're getting ready to have a night of study right out of God's Word. And tonight we're going to be talking about dreams. And we've been studying this for a while on our morning program with Brother Dutch Sheets. And it's been really, really, really good. And that one this morning about God's dream of having a Savior and sharing that plan with Abraham, and Abraham giving him the opportunity to move in his life. Wow, what an amazing story that was, and what an amazing revelation of obedience to the dream that God gives you, and watching God do a mighty, awesome, marvelous work with you. And then to think that Abraham went up to Mount Moriah where Jesus would be crucified. Isn't that just something? And what an amazing, amazing, powerful force that is. Now, tonight we're going to be studying, come on, click. Make sure I got everybody back in the right place where all y'all belong.
Person and wickedness happen.
Oh, come on right now. We got to just stop this. There you go. Back to YouTube. That's interesting. Nothing you can do except make the clicks. There we go. Now, I want to give us tonight to get started our verse of the month. We haven't been talking much about that lately, but so thank you, Father, for leading us and giving us the verse of the month. And our theme for the year is 2022. I am rewarding you. I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. You will see many answers that come to you quickly. I am the God of answers and the God of thee immediately. Our verses for the year are, and behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. There's a lot of believers that don't know anything about the fact that Jesus has a reward for you and that their works actually matter. They've been trained a deficient doctrine from the gospel, because Jesus taught about doing good works all the way through his ministry and did the example of doing good works. And you and I got to realize God is expecting us to do works on this earth. However, you don't get saved by your works. You receive the reward of a crown in heaven that you will lay at Jesus' feet for the good works that you've done on this earth. That's why Jesus said, so let your light so shine that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And Jesus says right here in the book of Revelation, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. Now, it would take a highly educated, multi-degreed person to confuse you about what that verse actually says. That verse actually says that God is expecting you to do work, and he's going to reward you for it. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they might have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. Now, for this month, our theme for this month is right here. God rewards the righteous and the unrighteous. Isaiah chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. Say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. So you get a reward for your doings because you're righteous. And one of the other translations actually uses the word reward rather than fruit. Verse 11, woe to the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given unto him. Well, if you're wicked, you probably don't want the reward of your hand because you're doing wicked things and hoping that no one sees them. If you're wicked tonight and you're listening to me and you've been saying, I got to get my heart right with God, well, you don't have to be wicked another sin, another second. Open up your heart and say, Jesus, I receive you into my life right now. Give me of my sin. Wash me with your blood. Make me white as snow. And if you believe it, then he does it and it transforms you. Isaiah 3, 10 and 11. Say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe to the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given to him. That's our verse of the month. And, you know, when you think about it being Thanksgiving month, There you go. Brother Roger Ockley, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's good to have you with us tonight. Thank you for all you do. And that's not going to fit over there, so I'm going to have to break it down. Hang on, I'm changing this over here on YouTube. I want everybody to be able to have it. There we go. Oh, goodness sakes alive. Just work. There you got it. So that's our verse of the month. Now, you know, Thanksgiving is such an awesome month. I mean, November is such an awesome Thanksgiving. I mean, I think November is a great month. And, you know, you got parties planned and people coming over and planning a feast for Thanksgiving. And when you go back to the history of Thanksgiving, you remember, it was because in the original settlement, they paused to give thanks to God that they had made it. I forget, I remember reading the article of it, but they actually got to a point where they were reduced to eating, I think it was 3 kernels of corn a day. And that's what they had to live on. And I don't think any of them had any problem with overweightness at that point in the first colony. Because it was a rough year. And yet God always encouraged the leader, Governor Bradford, to begin to fast and pray. They called fasting and prayer many times. And God continually provided for them. And then they had such a bountiful harvest the next year that they said, it is time that we pause and give thanks to God Almighty. And that's what Thanksgiving is all about. Make a big plan for your family. Make a big plan for everything that you're going to do. And ask God to bless it like no other time in your life. Because the holiday seasons are the greatest time that you and I can ever know. And we're going to get into this tonight about dreams. And we're going to study about Solomon. But I'm going to give some very foundation verses about dreams. And I know I've been saying it and I've been working you into it, but I want to give you a testimony because I've been saying to you that I'm speaking over every one of you. I'm speaking over every one of your children. I'm speaking over everyone that's in your life that they will have a dream in the night season and God will speak to them. If you think about coming to Thanksgiving and Christmas, you're probably going to see some people in the family that are a little more prickly to handle than what most of us like to have a prickle awareness. But here's the reality about what you and I have learned since last Thanksgiving. Stand in faith for those people. Intercede for those people. Pray that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened. Bind every spirit that you can see trying to function in their life. And now we're going to add this to that, to the prayer. That is, Jesus, give them a dream that transforms their life so that before they ever get to our Thanksgiving dinner, they become the most loving, caring, kind, sweet, blessed person that we know. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, that's just impossible. Don't speak doubt when we're all operating in faith. I know how gnarly some people are. I do. I truly do. The Apostle Paul made a statement in one of the letters. He said, as much as is within you, live peaceably with all men. That means sometimes some folks are hard to get along with. You and I have the ability to stand in the gap, make up the hedge, and say, Father, give them a dream that there's no way that they're going to forget in any sense of the word. Give them a dream. And you know what? He is wanting somebody on this earth to give him the access by intercession to be able to come to the knowledge of God. And thank you for being one of those people with us. I think I've actually already started my message, even though I was gonna make a confession tonight, and we might make it yet later on tonight. But I think I just want to get going, so we got lots of time to put this out and be a blessing to you and your family. And I just want to encourage you. The Word of God is so filled with revelation. If you and I will get out of our brain, say this with me, Jesus, help me get out of my brain.
Jesus, help me get it out of my brain.
And receive it in the spirit.
And receive it in the spirit.
That's the problem with a lot of people, is you're trying to receive God in your mind. You use your mind. But where you're going to receive God is in your spirit. You're going to get the revelation in your spirit. And the revelation, even though it's going to manifest and you're going to think it and see it through your mind, you and I are going to say, wait a minute. I am going to get this. But you don't get it in your mind. It comes to you in the spirit, and then you use your soul, your mind, your will, and emotion to grab a hold of what it is that God is doing in your life. Now, watch this. Oh, my goodness. Just work. Everybody say it. Just work. Roger, I lost you. There you are. There you are. A lot of my dreams happen in real life. All right. Now, so I want you to open up to a couple important verses. Are you ready? Is everybody ready for the word?
Ready.
I can see I'm ready for the word of God, and I can tell it's just a flowing, so we might as well just get right to the word of God and dive in. Now, you may not be accustomed to this type of word that we bring. It's all the word of God, but this group of believers here, God gives me a focus and says, go there. And then we just jump in, both feet, both hands, just head over heels, cannonball, dive, swan dive, whatever. Hey, Wayner dude, good to see you, man. Hey, three cheers for John Wayner. Hip, hip.
Hip, hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hip, hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Amen, amen, amen. It's good to see you, brother. This group of believers, we just jump in full force, wide open, full throttle, and say, now show us the doctrine, Father. And then he just lays it out. And we take that level and we're like, wow, that's good. That's a good foundation. Now we're going to pour the cement in there the next day. And here comes some more verses. And then the next day, we got the re-rod in the cement. You always got to do that. We got a builder here. We can't make a faulty building. But then we just start building on it. We start building and building and building and building and building. And you know what? Next thing you know, we've got an amazing grasp on what the Bible actually says about this. And if you stick with us and you take some notes, you write down the references every day, you're going to have a seriously solid foundation in God Almighty. And it's really going to give a great blessing to you. So now watch this. Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. And tonight we're going to talk about dreams, an integral part of God's leadership. My goal is to get to Solomon. We'll see if we make it to Solomon. But it's all right if we don't. We'll catch him tomorrow. And so once you get to Matthew chapter 13, we're going to go to verses 1 for those putting in verses 1 through 23. Matthew 13, 1 through 23. We won't read all those verses. That's just the context for your notes so that I'm not just giving you one verse to read, because I don't want you to be one verse strong. I want you to be whole context, whole story strong. In Jesus' name. You ready? Hold your Bible up. Let's make our confession together. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's Word says.
I believe what God's Word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great I am.
No matter what's said by man.
No matter what is said by man.
I receive the word of God.
I receive the word of God.
And plant him as a seed in my life.
And plant him as a seed in my life.
Producing a hundredfold return and more.
Producing a hundredfold return and more.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
Soul and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Now, I want you tonight to just open up yourself and receive. Roger, you're doing it, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. Now, watch this. Chapter 13, Jesus says, or the parable of the sower, Jesus said, if you don't understand this parable, how will you understand any of the parables? And so we got to get this parable down. Now, some of you tonight, while I'm talking and ministering this word, you're going to be like, that's it. I'm going to study that parable no matter what. I'm not going to go away from it. I'm going to study that parable until I wear the words right off the page. Because if that's the most important parable that Jesus taught, we better get our stuff together and learn what it's all about. Now, just stick with me. We're going down to verses 10 through 13. Watch. Verse 10. The disciples came to him and said, why do you speak to them in parables? He answered and said to them, because it's been given to you. Yeah, you listen. It's been given to you to know the kingdom of God, the kingdom, to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them, it has not been given. For whoever has, what is Jesus talking about? The whole context, the seed of the word planted in his heart, produced an harvest. Whoever has the word manifested in his life, more revelation will be given, and he'll have an abundance. But whoever does not have, and he doesn't steward what he does have, even what he has will be taken away. Not by Jesus. Not by me. By the enemy, who will bombard you with fiery darts, flaming arrows, until you've been beaten so hard that you just quit even talking or saying anything. Don't ever do that. You ready? Top of the hour. I'm going to pray my top of the hour prayer. Jesus, I plead the blood over my sins and the sins of my nation. God, the greatest judge of the earth, end abortion and send revival to America. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. America will be saved. Can you guys read it? We'll read it again. Jesus, I plead the blood over my sins and the sins of my nation. God, the greatest judge of the earth, end abortion and send revival to America. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. America will be saved. If you want a copy of that to say at the top of every hour, that's fine. I've set my alarm. You heard it just ring for the top of every hour to speak this prayer in faith every time and just keep proclaiming it. God save America. Now, back to our word. Our life as a believer is based on how much we know from this book. God said in Hebrews 11:6, He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So if you got your nose in this book and speaking these words right out loud, those words, as you speak them, produce life inside this body. There ain't nothing else like it on the earth. It ain't a drug. You can't put it in your veins. You can't sniff it, snort it, pop it. You can't drink it. You speak these words, and these words produce life inside of your body. I got a Missourite with me tonight, so it'll be all right. Let's add this verse. So we got Hebrews 11:6. Let's get that in there, guys. Hebrews 11:6. And then we'll also add Proverbs 4:18 through 23. Proverbs 4:18 through 23. Now, I don't have time to read all those verses because I got to get to my other ones because I got an assignment tonight. But let's read 21 and 22. Do not let the word depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Proverbs 4:18 through 23. The word is life to all your flesh. I've told you the story many times about a friend of mine named Keith I, who went to Bible college in Kentucky. He had a rough situation happening with him. And he, you know, anyways, won't go there. God, give Keith a dream and bring him to your kingdom if he's not there. And in Jesus' name, he actually found his way there. But he showed up as someone that was completely burnt out from drugs. He had taken so many drugs. His brain was just totally fried. Now, I want everybody, please listen to this story. Everybody needs to hear this story because you're going to meet somebody that this is going to be just like it. And he came to Bible college in his first year. He was getting, I don't know, real low, like 10s and 12% on his quizzes and tests. He just, there was nothing there. It wasn't connected. And the second semester, they said, Keith, you're not doing good. We have a high academic standard here. And we don't think you should come back the next semester. And he said, am I doing something wrong? They're like, well, no, you're not doing anything wrong. He said, well, then why can't I stay if I'm willing to pay? Why can't I just stay and let the word of God change me? And they're like, well, if you want to stay, stay. By the end of his second semester, he was getting 40s and 50s on his test. I know it's not passing. And he knew it wasn't passing. But the word of God was transforming his mind and renewing it. By the third semester, which would have been, he's taking first year over again, he was getting in the 70s a passing grade. He was. Why? Because the word of God, as he read it, as he spoke it, as he studied it, transformed his whole being and his whole mind. That's why if you can get people that like autism and things like that, if you can get them, if they have enough intellectual ability to begin to read, if they can read, and they begin to read the word of God out loud, that word in itself will transform their lives. And so that's what Jesus is saying right here in Matthew 13. I got to get the word in you. So revelation will come in you. And when you get revelation and you keep it, then more revelation is going to come to you. Well, that is the story of this group of believers called the community of faith. God gave us revelation when we started. We received it. We became a steward of it. We grabbed a hold of it. We've containerized it in videos and audios on the radio, on YouTube, on Facebook. And guess what? We are actually reaching in there and grabbing a hold of people and saying, I thank God for your church. Thank God for your denomination. But quit worshiping them. Worship Jesus. Read the word. I'm telling you, don't go to church with them unless they're one of the dead churches that tell you not to believe what the Bible actually says. Then you need to get out of that church, because that ain't a good place for you to worship, because they're going to lead you. They're going to give you doctrines of demons, which is not what you want when that person's standing in the pulpit. That's another old message. We'll go find that video for you. Jesus said, to him who has, more will be given. Brother Michael Carr's here. Let's give three cheers for Michael. Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip for Michael.
Hip, hip for Michael. Hooray.
Hallelujah. Love you, brother. It's good to see you. Now, so we can see that the answer of all of our life is to get the word of God down in our life. Because Jesus just said, when you get word in, it expands to more word. It's a seed. And when you get more word in, it expands, and then you have more word. The greatest challenge of any believers is to cross that first hill of the word of God. Because once you get that word in, now that word begins to multiply and begins to produce a large harvest for you that will continually produce life, and life more abundantly on the inside of you. And when that life is going, you're reading the Bible, you're here studying with us, then all of a sudden, as that revelation begins to come, you grab it, write it on your notepad. I'm not just telling you to have a notepad. I have one sitting right here. Matter of fact, I got two sitting right here for two different areas of my life. I got two notepads sitting there. So write it down and begin to meditate in these verses. Now, tonight's title is, dreams are an integral part of God's leadership. Our goal is Solomon, but let's just go look for a minute at what God does through dreams. So I'm going to share my screen like I do, because I want you to see the power of this app. And the best way to show you the power of it is just to put it right up here in front of you, so that your eyes can see. Where in the world? Oh, there it is. There we go. Let me get a few things positioned on my screen here. And That way I can see what's happening all over the internet. Well, at least our internet. Now, I want you to see this because I'm really encouraging all of you. If you got a tablet, get eCert. If you got a computer, get eCert. If you got a phone, get yourself some eCert because it's pretty powerful, very effective tool. Now, as you can see down here in the bottom, see my mouse? I really want to make my mouse larger. Michael, you know how to make my mouse larger? Where do I have to go? So I want you to see this. Now watch what I do here. Of course, you can see I'm in Job, all right? And these are our foundation verses we've been studying. So let's read these four verses right here, five verses, out of Job. For God may speak in one way or in another, yet man does not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction in order to turn man from his deed and conceal pride from man. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. So here's our verse 15 right here. Right there. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon COF believers, while slumbering on their beds, Pastor Sam prays, God, open the ears of men and women and seal your instruction in them. You may not perceive something about God, but if in your night, in the night while you're sleeping, God comes and ministers to you in a dream, you might remember it and you might not. But one thing about it, you'll wake up thinking some great thoughts that's going to be really transforming in your life. Now, here's why I brought you to eSort. You'll notice up here at the top in the middle, the word Bible is blue. All right? So the Bible that I'm using, you can see right here, is the New King James Version, NKJV. Right next to it, it says cross-reference, right? And that would tell us some things. Wait a second. I'm going to find, oh, I don't need that. I'm going to search. See where it says search? And you can see I've already got the word dream in the search bar. I searched the whole Bible, and you'll see that the word dream, New King James search results, is used in 59 verses, and in 72 times the word is used. The word dream is actually used. Now, let's just look at a couple of these. Genesis 20, verse 3. God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, indeed, you are a dead man because of the woman you have taken, for she is another man's wife. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty much guaranteeing you that if you and I had God show up in a dream and say that to us, Lord, have mercy. Change your life. Change your life. When you go to the story, Abimelech said, hey, the innocence of my hand, the integrity of my heart, that man said it was his sister. Look at verse 6, the next one on the list. God said to him in a dream, yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart, for I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not let you touch her. Abimelech returned her to Abraham and said, hey, dude, don't do that anymore. You almost made me sin. And then gave him a bunch of stuff and sent him on his way. Genesis 31:10. Look at this. It happened at the time when the flocks conceived that I lifted my eyes and saw in a dream. And behold, the rams which leaped upon the flocks were streaked, speckled, and gray spotted. This is the story of Jacob working for his father-in-law Laban, and he's now been pretty much nothing more than an indentured servant to him. And he had gone to Laban and said, I ain't doing this no more. You're paying me or I ain't staying there. Laban said, name your wage and I'll pay you. Well, God would tell him in a dream, I want you to tell, you want all the black ones or you want all the spotted ones. Right here, this is the streaked, speckled, and gray spotted. Verse 11. The angel of God spoke to me in a dream saying, Jacob. And I said, here am I. Now I want to turn to that right now. I'm going to click on that 11 and it'll take you right to the passage. Verse 12. He said, lift up your eyes now and see. Remember, he's sleeping. All the rams which leap on the flocks, streaked, speckled, and gray spotted, for I've seen all that Laban is doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed the pillar, where you made a vow to me. Now, arise, get out of this land, and return to your family. Now, we're going to click on verse 13. And I'm going to go up here to cross-reference by Bible. Cross-reference. All right? This shows that I'm in Genesis 31:13. That's an interesting-looking verse number, isn't it? So when it says the God of Bethel, that's the story of Jacob when he's leaving. And when you click on that reference point, now as you're in your cross-reference of other verses of the Bible that are about the same thing, here comes the story. So let's read it. Genesis chapter 12. I'm going back to the Bible. I'm going to go over here to the side. You'll see Genesis, top Bible. Remember, it's blue Bible, blue book. And now I'm going down here to 28, chapter 28. Jacob is sent to Laban. Esau marries an Ishmaelite. 28:10, Jacob's dream from God. All right, so watch this. Verse chapter 10. Remember, we're studying right now about dreams, and God dreams being an integral part of God's leadership of the great men and women of God on this earth. Genesis 28:10, and that goes down through 21, guys, 22. All right, now watch this. God is speaking to Jacob in a dream. Watch what he says to Jacob. Verse 11. Came to a certain place, stayed there all night because the sun had set. He took one of the stones of that place, put it at his head, and he laid down to sleep. Now, our search showed us that there was 73 times the word dream was in the Bible, but this time it's not dream, it's dreamed, the ED. So this is another time. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, did you get that? The Lord is standing on the top of that dream, atop of that ladder, speaking to Jacob in a dream. I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. And your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. That all came to Jacob in his dream. That's a severe blessing from God right in your dream. 16. Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven right here. Well, his dream, trying to make him just a little fruity, because nobody else is recorded as seeing the same kind of dream on that rock. But anyways, Jacob rose early in the morning, took a stone that he put at his head, set it up as a pillar, poured oil on top of it, and he called the name of the place Bethel. But the name of the city had been Luz previously. Now look at what he did, because God made such a powerful statement to him. Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me and keep me in this way that I am going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. And this stone, which I set as a pillar, shall be God's house. And of all that you give, notice that you is capitalized, will surely give a tenth to you. Jacob promised God to tithe right there. It's before the law. It's before all the stuff that people say about tithe. What does tithe come from? Tithe comes from a heart of worship to God because of what he's done. And then God trained us where to take the tithe and what to do with it, right according to God's word. And you'll notice now, we're going to go back to the search up here. We're going to go back down here to Genesis 31 over here. And let's look at 13. I'm the God of Bethel, where you anointed the pillar. Look at what the angel said, or God said, where you made a vow to me. Now arise, get out of this land, and return to the land of your family. Remember, when Jacob goes back, he's taking a tithe with him. Let's see how good that God has blessed him. Let's see. Well, at one point, Laban's son said, he's taken everything that's ours, and we got to go after him anyways. But Jacob took a tithe back. Huge. Esau, when he saw him, said, whose stuff is all of this? And Jacob said, it's mine. And he said, the Lord has blessed you. Because God had blessed him. God had blessed him immeasurably and had blessed him immensely. Now, let's see the next verse on dream. All right, 13. Let's go down here to 24. God had come to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said to him, "Be careful that you speak to Jacob, neither good nor bad." Now, I want you to think about this for a second. I'm going to stop my share for just a second here. I like to show you how cool Eastward is, because Eastward is pretty cool. God spoke to a wicked man in a dream, and God speaks to righteous men in a dream. What relative do you have right now? Isn't that just something? Hold on. What relative do you have that's getting ready to come to a Christmas or Thanksgiving celebration that's pretty gnarly, and you just assume that Jesus got a hold of their life and transformed them forever so that when they show up, they're not making a mess at your family event? Well, Pastor, do you actually think that God would actually do that? No. No, I know that God would do that. I don't think it at all. I know that God will do it. Because I can already see people around me that I'm praying this over, praying a dream over them. They'll have a dream. I can already see them beginning to change. And I am seeing a mighty, miraculous force happen in their lives. And that just means one thing. I don't know what happened, but I don't need to know what happened. God is beginning to do such an amazing work in their life that I can see the change, and they're not even standing in front of me. Now, you and I are those who should be standing in the gap for our family. Yeah, but Pastor, what if they did me wrong? Well, some of them are going to have done you wrong. But do you actually want them to go to hell? I don't. Jesus said, offenses will come. Woe by whom they come. Their eternal destiny is torment and damnation, because there'll be no presence of God at all in hell. The moment the rapture takes place on this earth and the billion of us believers that will exit this earth, maybe two, and righteousness will be gone, and the standard of righteousness will be gone, and you'll be standing there saying, oh my goodness sakes alive, I just missed the rapture. You don't want that to happen to you. You and I got to stand here right now and stand in the gap and make up the hedge and be the mighty force of God on this earth for those people. In the book of Ezekiel, God said at one point, I sought for a man who would stand in the gap and make up the hedge, and I found none. Don't let it be said of you and I that we're not going to stand in the gap, even for those people who've done us horrendously wrong. I've had some people do some pretty bad stuff to me. But I didn't have a mom or dad that beat me. I didn't grow up in an abusive family. I didn't. That did not happen to me. So I don't know that pain that some of you know, or you had four or five or six different men or women that came through your house and you tried to make each one of them your dad or your mom or something. I don't know that pain. But I know God, and I know how clear and thorough the blood of Jesus wipes away all those sins, throws them in the sea of forgetfulness, makes you a new creation, gives you his nature, comes to live inside of you, and makes you one with him. I know that. So I know how big the transformation has happened in your path and in your life. And if you'll just stand in the gap and pray for those who despitefully use you, if you'll pray for them, then God said he's going to bless you. All right, let's find that verse. Because Jesus said, I think it's in Matthew, but somebody look that up. He said, do good to those who hate you. Pray for them who despitefully use you, for great will be your reward on the other side. Now, why are you saying this, Pastor? Well, I'm saying it because if you will just start praying for them and interceding for them to get to heaven, God will work in their life. Now that you and I found these verses, now that the Holy Spirit revealed these verses to us, about 2 weeks ago when Brother Dutch was teaching on dreams, he mentioned that one verse, and I'm like, hold everything. My goodness sakes, did you hear what the man of God just said? And as I began to meditate in that, just read out loud over and over, all of a sudden it hit me. Man, those people around me that need God the most, I'm just going to pray that they have a dream. You don't even have to twist their arm to convince them, because God will say more in a dream than you and I have the ability to say in 1,000 words. God.
Matthew 5:44.
Thank you, Phyllis. Matthew 5:44. Go there with me. Matthew 5:44. Let's start with 43 and we'll run to 48. Matthew 5:43-48. This is a powerful set of verses. And now, armed with this weapon of the dream, it takes all the frustration out of it. Because as soon as you start praying for somebody to have a dream, they're having them. They may not be telling you, but they're having them. Why? Because Jesus is not willing that any should perish, not even that meanest old sourpuss cussing fool, as they might call themselves, that's in your family. He don't want them to go to hell. He changed the Apostle Paul in Saul of Tarsus in one day, one moment. One moment, Saul of Tarsus was changed. Here we go. Matthew 5:43. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. I don't know who said that, because that's not God. But I say to you, love your enemies. What do you got to do to them? Love them. L-O-V-E, love. Bless those who curse you. Bless them. Do good to those who hate you. Oh, my, my, my. Is Jesus really saying this? Yeah, he is. Pray for those who spitefully use you. I don't want to do that. I want to tell them to get lost, run away, and don't come back. But that's not what Jesus said. 45, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. 46, for if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? What reward is in that? Do not even the tax collector do the same? Brethren, only What do you do more than the others? You're not even the tax collectors act in the same process. And he ends that discourse with, therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Well, Pastor, how in the world are you going to be perfect like that? Because God said it, Jesus said it, and Jesus said, I only say what I hear my Father say. And because Father said it, and Jesus said it, that means you can do it. And if God said it, then that means he's going to change what's inside of you so it's possible for you to get it done. And then write this reference down, 1 John chapter 3. Yeah, I'm going to have to turn there. 1 John chapter 3, and it's verses 6 and 6 through 9. 1 John 3, 6 through 9 says, God puts his very nature on the inside of you. Well, if God comes to live in here, and Jesus comes to live in here, and the Holy Spirit comes to live in here, guess what? Your nature changes. You're carrying God on the inside. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. When you sin, you drag him through it. That's Hebrews chapter 10, verses 31 through 39. You drag Jesus through the sin when you sin. He doesn't jump out, wait till you get done sinning, and then come back. You drag him right into it. So don't do that. Man, Pastor, I don't know how to get out of that. Well, stick with us. I got about 10 messages on righteousness that will help you know what to do. I'll be glad to send them to me. Email me, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Watch what this is saying. When it comes to dealing with family members that you can't seem to make any progress, start praying for them to have a dream. Every demonic force around them, and say, transform them, Lord, into who you want them to be. And you know what? Unless they just absolutely refuse, rebel, and what will happen to them is they'll become reprobate. But there's a whole bunch of people that your prayer will give them a dream. That dream will wake them up in the middle of the night, either with fear or with absolute amazement about what heaven's like. And all of a sudden, they'll be turning their lives to God, saying, I want to see heaven, or they'll say, I refuse to go to hell. There's probably millions of stories around the world that nobody's ever heard are stories of people who God gave him a dream and literally shook them over hell. One woman said she was just perverse. She didn't care what happened. She didn't care at all what happened. She pretty much didn't care what happened at all. And she had a dream one night, and she was standing on the edge of hell, hearing the screams, hearing what happened. And one of the ladies said she actually was in hell. And God brought her out. It was in a dream. And when she woke up, she said, I could not sleep without the light on for 6 months. Watch this. There's other people that have had a dream of the absolute wonder, awe, and splendor of God and woke up saying, hold it. I don't know that God. And I'm not going to get to be there if I don't change. Is it your choice to tell God what to give him? No. That's the most amazing process that's a part of this. You don't have to tell God nothing. You stand in the gap that they have a dream. Because you and I are speaking it in faith, we know. Let's turn there. 1 John 5. 1 John, turn there with me. First John 5. Verses 14 and 15. 1 John 5, 14 and 15. Good question, Roger. Thank you for asking it, man. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And we know that if he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him. Well, you and I know that when we pray, that God hears us. We know that we're praying according to God's will. Therefore, we know that because we prayed, they're having dreams. They may not remember them, but they're having them. Some of you don't realize it right now, but you're having dreams often. How do you know, Pastor? Because I'm praying for you to have dreams every single day, 4 or 5 or 6 times in a day. I'm praying for you to have a dream. Why? Because I want you to know the things that's a sticking point in your life. I want you to get past the parts that are sticking in your life. I want you to be so far beyond them and have such an amazing revelation that you just stand there and say, how did I get here? They will come. God will reveal it to you, and you'll see it. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, do you really think that can happen? Let's go back there again. Job 33. Remember, we don't do anything outside of God's word. I'm not going to preach to you a doctrine of Samisms. There's no, well, there is a 1st and 2nd Samuel, but I didn't write it. All right? Job 33. Now, as you're turning there, I want to say a very important thing about the book of Job. Get this. The book of Job is the very first book that was written in the Bible. The book of Job. Job was written about 2000. Let me see. What is it? Job is between the flood and Abraham. Job was. Job was written before Abraham. Well, let me say it differently. It might have happened during Abraham, but it was written before. I mean, it was lived before Abraham. Now, 33 verses 14 through 18. I want you to just please slow down and just listen to me. Just slow down and listen. Get your eyes on these words. Speak them out loud at your home with me. Ready? For God may speak in one way or in another. Job 33:14. Evening Sunday, welcome, ma'am. Love you. Job 33:14. God may speak in one way, another, and yet man does not perceive it. God's speaking. You can tell he's speaking. You're sitting there with that blank look on your face saying, duh. So you don't perceive it. 15. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men while they are slumbering on their beds. Every single one of you in the sound of my voice, all of you on Blog Talk Radio, 53 nations of the world, every one of you that's here with us right now, I am praying God give you dreams while you're slumbering on your bed. And listen to this. I'm praying that you have deep sleep. I'm praying for every one of you to have deep sleep and wake up so rested in God that you get up and go. I'm praying that for every one of our partners and friends, and I'm going to pray it for all y'all until the day we go to heaven. Why? Because I want you to have that vision and that dream in the night to get you past something that's stopping you from growing into the next level where God wants you to be. Well, Pastor, do you think I'm like immature? No, we got a promised land to conquer. We got a promised land to conquer. All of us got to go up to the next level. I am reaching, striving, growing, develop, clawing at that next level, saying, come on, let's get there. Come on, let's get there. Come on, let's get there. Why? Because the view is absolutely amazing when you get up to that next level. Absolutely amazing. When you're climbing a mountain and you get to a higher level, you're like, oh my goodness, look at this right here. Right here in North Dakota, Sister Leanne and I go down to the national park. And we go out there and hang out with the buffalo. There's so many of them, we call them buffalo-i, all right? But we get down there and hang out with them, and they got buttes all over in there. And my goodness sakes alive, if you climb to the top of that butte, you're above the trees, you're above everything else, you can see such a different picture when you get there. So I'm not saying any of you is messed up. I know every one of us got something that's trying to stop us in our life. But look at what God said. While they're slumbering in a dream, in the night, 16, Job 33:16. Then he, God, that's a capital P, then God opens the ears of men. Now look at why. And seals their instruction. Every one of us are created by God. Right here, and make a line off in your Bible somewhere and write Psalm 139, and write verses 13 through 19. Every one of us have been given an assignment by God. He wrote it in a book. It's already written. And verse 16 says, he's going to seal our instruction so that we're right on the right page in that book. God's going to do that. In the dream. Slow down. Read it. Then, when is then? When you're in deep sleep, you're slumbering on your bed. Look at 17. In order to turn man from his deed. Well, what deed would God be turning you from? An evil one. So that gnarly, cussing, angry, frustrated relative that's going to want to come to your event, he wants to turn that person with the instruction that he seals in their heart. He wants to turn them from that deed that's destroying them. 17. And conceal pride from man. You ever met an arrogant man or woman? God's going to give him a dream to help him get past it. Keep reading. He keeps back his soul from the pit. That pit is capitalized. That's hell. That word pit is capitalized, and that's hell. And his life from perishing by the sword. Why does it say from perishing by the sword? Long before Isaiah was ever going to get here, Job read that you would not perish by the sword. And when you go to Isaiah chapter 1, everybody watch this. That's not the right verse. What am I looking at? You're going to perish by the sword. I thought that was Isaiah 1. Anybody know what that verse is? Is it Romans 1? I'm going to find my verse because I don't like it when that happens. Isn't that something? Well, I jumped right over there to Isaiah. It says, if you don't do it, you're going to perish by the sword. Oh, there it is. Yeah. 18 through 20. Yeah, there it is. Well, you'll be devoured by the sword. I got to get a bigger circle around that so I can see it. Isaiah 1, 18 through 20. Come now. And let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they're red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Look at verse 20. If you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. Well, what's the sword? The word of God, the sword of the Spirit. God is going to seal an instruction inside of your heart and inside of theirs. If you can finally forgive them for what they did to you or said about you. Remember, once you're born again, there ain't a day of your past that matters. There ain't a day of your past that matters. I heard this statement. I heard this statement. If I could find it, I would play it for you. Think about this. When you and I, after we're born again, go back and meditate in our own life, we're going back to fellowship with a demonic spirit because that's what was in control of our life. Once you're in the blood, it is impossible for you to go back and meditate in that because that's that person you was then, you were then, that's not who you are now. So to go back there, you're automatically meditating with the blood of Jesus, or without the blood of Jesus, in a deceiving spirit. Once you're born again, it's all washed away. Quit thinking about it. Quit meditating in it. It has such an impact on me. It doesn't matter. It's wiped away. Nobody but God would ever know it, and He decided to throw it in the sea of His forgetfulness forever, never to be remembered against you anymore. Amen, John. I'm a Psalms 91 kind of person now. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God, brother. Everybody ought to be a Psalms 91 person. Now, watch this. It says, and to keep his life from perishing by the sword. See what's happening, guys? We got this revelation of the dream. And all of a sudden, by you and I standing in the gap for them, everything begins to change. Brother Roger's been praying for his nephew Paul to be here with us. And I prayed for Paul for about 1 week. I've been praying for Paul by name for 1 week. And guess what? Here he is on the program with us this morning. And Paul, you're welcome back. We've been praying for you, brother. And God's blessing is coming upon you, and a manifestation of God's Spirit is going to happen inside your life. Every single one of you, I'm praying for God to speak to you in a dream. Pastor, what happens if I don't realize it? Well, don't worry about it. Every day when you go to sleep, say, Father, give me a dream. Answer pastor's prayer and help me to remember it. And guess what happens? All of a sudden, you start remembering them. Let me tell you an example of it. Some of you weren't here this morning. I'm not going to read all the verses. But I had a dream this morning when I was waking up. You know how it is. You always have a dream before you wake up. And in the dream, people were saying to me that you got to get to that island. There's a prophet there. And they kept using the number 5. And I'm like, well, that's just interesting. What does that mean? Huh. I just got more revelation. For the island. And I'm taking my car. I drive my car out there. I like dreams because you get to experience, you know, specific things. And when I got there, I remember I saw one of my old friends, a mighty man of God, got killed in a car accident and crossed over to the other side about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. Brother Chalmer. And I saw him in the dream, and he was very obviously drunk in the dream. And then I don't remember very much else about it. But I woke up, and I just grabbed my phone and hit the audio recorder and began to talk. That's what you got to do in order to, if it comes to you when you wake up, grab your phone real quick and do it so that you can record what God said to you. Be a good steward of it. And I said what I said. And as I began to listen to it again, the book of Isaiah came to me. Of course, Isaiah is a prophet. And I read Isaiah chapter 5. Well, my goodness sakes, we did a prayer program this morning on it. Because it is God speaking to the spiritual leaders and speaking woe to them. Why? Because they had turned his people away from him and it began to chase alcohol. And you're drunk. And that's my friend, but he wasn't that way. But he focused me on that, on those set of verses. And those set of verses gives me a whole set of verses for us to put in a confession and begin to speak. Amazing. Now, you might think, well, that's not too life-transforming. It's going to be for a bunch of people. It's going to set a bunch of people free. It can bring a life to a lot of places. It's going to silence the mouth of wicked preachers who are leading people astray, and they know it. It'll silence their mouths. And as we speak it in faith, God's going to give us that answer. Now, how do you do that, Roger? It's real simple. I'll show you. Come on. Let's get there. You can see right here, it says voice memo. It'll be on your home screen of your iPhone, just like that. You won't have everything else around it like I do. But it says voice memos. And you just click it like that. All your memos will come up. You click that red button down there in the bottom. And then you just begin to talk and speak into it like that. And then everything you say is recorded. And then when you're done, click the pause button and you'll be able to listen to it again. See if my volume's up. And then you just begin to talk and speak into it like that. And then everything you say is recorded. And then when you're done, just like that. Why? Can you imagine some of those things that you and I have fought all of our life and never once knew to pray, God, give me a dream and get me past it? The dreams aren't the end-all and the cure-all of knowledge. You still have to study to show yourself approved unto God. But I guarantee you, these dreams are going to take you a long ways past the sticking points of your life. Joel, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel. Joel chapter 2. Watch this. Watch dreams in Joel chapter 2. Like the one great man said, why would you waste a third of your life sleeping? Of course, that's not wasted. His point is, when you could be dreaming and getting a revelation by the Holy Spirit. You pray those verses and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak these verses. I want deep sleep to come upon me. I mean, it's right there in the verse for you to say. Joel chapter 2, 21 through 32 is the whole context. Joel 2, 21 through 32 is the whole context. Now watch. What a study. Thank you, Father. I'm going to go 25. So I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. Somebody, a bunch of you need to raise your hands right now and say, restore the years. Shandalasti kamanda buddha kasifika buko. Ando standala krishtengele bafla kisataka. Ando son de leman rondaka. Enda balasia vede kamana kutida. I declare those dreams of yours are restored. I declare the years the locusts have taken from you and your children, they are restored. I say the business God gave you to fund the kingdom is restored because God said, I will restore the years that the locusts have eaten. Thank you, Jesus, for revelation. Thank you for restoration. I declare it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Restore the years. Restore the years. Restore the years, Jesus. Restore the years. And then look what it says. 26. You shall eat your bread in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. You're one of God's people. You'll never be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God. And there is no other. God meant it so much, he said it again. And my people shall never be put to shame. Not with lack of knowledge, not with lack of revelation, not with lack of anointing, not with lack of money, not with lack of favor, not with lack of breakthrough. My people will never be put to shame. God's word, it has to come to pass. And if you can't pray it for yourself, just make the statement, Father, answer Pastor Sam's prayer for my life so that I will not be put to shame. Verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Thank you, Father. For the wonderful anointing that's here right now. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful anointing that is here right now. And my people shall never be put to shame. Dream that dream. Whatever God told you he wanted you to do in the kingdom, ask him to give you another dream. Tell him, I'm not going to hold back any dream. I'm not going to belittle them or condemn them. Verse 28. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Lift your hands right now and just say, I receive your spirit into my life, Holy Spirit. I receive your spirit. Pour your spirit out on me right now, Jesus. Baptize them in the Holy Spirit and in power right now. To say, baptize me with Holy Spirit and ondastander kamala kistapa. Ode stavalandide shema kamala kita. Andrabushiblande debri balakusanika. I can tell some of you are receiving it right now. Holy Spirit of God has just loosened your tongue and you're beginning to pray in the Spirit like you never have before. Tongue, be loosed. Shendo prakan ralakasi. Amba sone davanda da shtekaya. Engraula sudima varibala stikata. Ash tokala viva. Ronde ba bastole didi bastrika. Endo rangala sendema beda basta kude lasa de kida. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive the Holy Spirit of God. Right here. Right now. Right here. Right now. Shombandala. Hedadombisti. Kidiba. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you. We magnify. We glorify your holy name for your wonderful presence here tonight. Ambesun declare glory to your name. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to your name. Ando seklabi ore standraka amara siva la bakade dishtipakamata. I worship you in the spirit and in the truth. Andadipasho. One kanda la sambavrita. Anda de bola rasina kutama. Ena numbadaka. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you in spirit and in truth. And in Jesus' mighty name. I'm going to get this. Maybe I won't. Woo! Glory be to God. This power of God is in here tonight. Woo! 28, I will pour out my spirit, all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall see dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Prophesied 850 years before Pentecost ever happened. Men were seeing dreams and visions all around them at that time. And then it came to pass in Acts chapter 2 that the vision came to pass and the dream came to pass and God poured out his spirit on all flesh. Well, I better read it. 29, and also on my men servants and on my maidservants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Just say it. Pour out your spirit on me, Lord. Pour out your spirit on me, Lord. Pour out your Holy Spirit and fire on me, Lord. Om banda stakra stongle ma. Edamondeve bala somba da ka. Andrasula maste. Kedamonda samali. Edabasala tambede sunda ando sheke branda de si. Fale sonde mandala se. Kando shikarala in a bonde valame. Kaba strongala edabasadiva and the shongo blaste framashita. In the mighty name of Jesus. You see, the Father says, tongues are a sign to the unbeliever. Tonight you have said in your heart, I really want to be a part. Go, Holy Spirit. You have said in your head, I don't want to end up dead. I love this. Lord. But see, I've shown you the way, even right here today, that this is the power of God. And it's poured out on your life every day. Don't resist it. Don't run from it. Run to it. It's my word. And my servant has very specifically shown you how to say and how it's to be heard. My way, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I've been speaking to you day and night. I'm calling you up to a greater way, to live more blessed in a greater day. And everything you say and do, every place you think to go, I'm with you. I am in you. I am helping you. I am strengthening you. God said, I sent you the Spirit to strengthen your life. I sent you the Spirit, and it removes all that strife. I sent you my Spirit. It's inside of you today. Now receive the baptism by fire. And then you will pray just like everyone else who have received that baptism. It's filled with my power, my strength, and my might. You can use it everywhere you go, day and in the middle of the night. I love this. There's no way to say all this like this. The power of God will rest in your chest. It will cause you every day to go out and do your best. Ha! Glory be to God. Shana Muklade Disimaka. Woo! It's my glory, says the Lord, and it's in you every day. So simply come to me and say, baptize me here today. In Jesus' mighty name, lift your hands. I declare over you now, be baptized in the Holy Spirit of God. Receive it. You say it. I receive it. Tell him, get me, Lord. Get me good. Because I see it in the word. Kundala Rasta Nekava. Enabola Samba Dishta Palaka. Oda Sumbalaka Rista De Baba De Bunda Kala Disikilin. Oh, it's his word. It's his way. And it's showing you today. This is the way, walk ye in it, and you'll see it, because it's in Jesus' mighty name. Man, that's a powerful anointing. Glory be to your name. Let's just sing our song. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. If that's you tonight, And you're speaking in tongues right now because the manifestation of God came all over you. Man, rejoice. Just keep doing it. Don't worry about us. Just stay in that glory. Just let it flow. Get up and walk around your house. Or, like some people, if you went out on the floor, just lay there and pray in the Holy Ghost. I know a lot of people that when they got baptized in the Holy Spirit, down they went on the carpet. One guy said he was stuck there for an hour and a half. He said, I tried to get up and couldn't. He said, it's like God had his thumb right on my chest saying, no, just stay there for a moment. And he just laid there and prayed for an hour and 45 minutes. I heard the story of another man who literally, when the Holy Spirit baptized him with fire, he literally prayed in tongues for a solid day. He said, I didn't sleep. I was up all night. He said, the glory just kept rolling on me, kept rolling through me, kept rolling in me. And he said, I just kept praying, and I just kept praying. And he said, the glory got better, and the glory got better, and I kept praying, and the glory got better, and the sun rose, and the glory got better. Don't limit God. Say this with me. Say, God, I'll take all you got for me. Right here, right now, today. Just Phyllis, I was getting a bunch of back noise there, so I muted everybody's mic. But if you can turn your mic back on, you're welcome to. That's just the easiest way for me to start deciphering where my feedback's coming from. Is first of all, mute the mics, and then see if I got something else that decided to open up or do something. God bless you.
Now, you know, you just know me so well, you know that I like to talk.
Well, I know. It's what? It ain't too big of a problem. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Let's just worship him. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful Holy Spirit that's here within us right now. Thank you, Lord. I give you glory. I give you honor and I give you praise. Let's just worship him. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. I worship you in the spirit, Jesus. Ola sana cum la kibere. One mande de vashu clara nikistapu. O sana bonde palamanasa. Eno monde la stike brandikistomna. Adoste prakalava de distibadaku. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And the Lord would say to someone tonight, you've been real close to mocking me about the gift of tongues. I have come with power tonight to release you from all those puns you've been making, criticizing my beautiful gift. Just remember, when you do that, you don't hurt me or the gift, but you. Receive it. I challenge you. Just reach your hands out and ask me. Repent of your sin. Get your blood washed white as snow. Get your sins washed by the blood as white as snow. And I will pour my spirit out on you and use you. But you must stop your condemnation of my beautiful gift. Now. Wow. Wow. You know, you might think, wow, Pastor, you said that real bold. I didn't say nothing. That came straight from God Almighty. I don't know who it is. I don't know that somebody's out there like that. That's a word of wisdom. That's a word of knowledge that comes from this manifest presence. That's how this happens. When this anointing begins to flow like this, that's how it happens. And all of a sudden, God, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, God reveals the nature of your heart and begins to do his best to save that person, and it is a sign to them that what I just said in tongues, I spoke in English, and by the Holy Spirit of God, it is now going to transform your life, and you won't be forever damned and cursed, because when you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, it's it. It's all done. You're now reprobate. There's no hope. So don't be found in that position. And you may not understand it, but the only reason you don't understand it is because you've never picked a book up and searched the scripture out about it. If you read this book and every reference there is about tongues, you'll never be confused. It'll be very clear. You'll know it's there. You'll know why it's there. You'll know the power of it. You'll know what it's going to do in your life. And of course, once you experience it, you'll never want to live a day in your life without it. I can't imagine living a day in my life without having that powerful tool in my belt. I cannot imagine it. That would be a life that would just be, wow. You would say, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? That's what you'd say. And hallelujah. You going to come say hi? Hi, you got to say words so they know you're here.
I was not going to interrupt your conversation.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. So good to see you all here. And I could hear you when I was on the road a little bit. Love you.
Hi, it's good to see you. You're so beautiful.
Isn't she just beautiful?
Thank you, Phyllis.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because it would be a real shame if you didn't appreciate all that beauty.
She is beautiful. She's very beautiful.
Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. He really blessed you there.
Right? Thank you, Phyllis. Right in the middle of a flow of the Holy Spirit, I got myself straightened out. No, you can ask Sister Leanne. I appreciate her every day.
Yes, he does.
Every day.
Thank you.
Because when you get to marry up like I did, you best be saying thank you to God Almighty and to her.
Good to hear you say that.
Because you,
in fact, you very seldom hear a man actually admit that he married up in this situation. Yeah, a good Christian lady. You know, you have a good Christian marriage. A good marriage. Okay, I'm going to shut up now.
We love you, Phyllis.
Phyllis wanted to stop before I started crying. That's what it's all about. No, here we go into a marriage seminar, and I'm trying to get to communion, but Holy Spirit, have your way. No, you won't ever have any problem in your life, men, if you realize what the Bible says. She's an heir of the grace of life. So there's no place for male chauvinism. And there's no place for feminism.
Amen.
God gave me an accountability and a responsibility to lead. And I'll stand a severe judgment for that on the other side. But she's an heir of the grace of life. And I've got to treat her like that, because I don't have to worry if she's going to punch me. I'm going to go to prayer, and God's going to say, what do you think you're doing?
Amen.
Amen? I'll straighten you out. Remember, there's a judgment day coming. When you're going to stand before Jesus, and every one of your thoughts that's not put under blood will be revealed in front of everybody. God help us. Get them thoughts under the blood and shut that lip so you're not flapping your jaw, making a mess. How did I go from a beautiful presence of the Holy Spirit to this? The anointing is still here, though. Wait, just because we go from one level to another doesn't mean the anointing changes. Don't stop drawing. Don't stop drawing. Because God's speaking to a bunch of people. Now listen, those of you in the rapture that missed the rapture, you need to hear every bit of what I said tonight. Download this video and play it again. God will baptize you in the Holy Spirit during the rapture. You can have speaking in tongues. You're going to need speaking in tongues in your day more than I have ever needed in my day. The gifts of the Spirit will flow, and God will manifest his presence to you. And for those of you listening right now, and I just freaked you out about saying that about the rapture, don't be freaked. Get born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. There's no reason to freak. This is simple. He didn't ask you to join the church. He didn't ask you to learn a denomination. He asked you to walk with him and be filled with his Spirit. He will lead you from that point exactly where he wants you to be. And right now, he led you to us. And we love it.
And we love
it. Welcome, 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 welcome. Wow. What a night. What a glorious presence we've had here tonight. Are we circling the wagons, Father? What are we doing here? Shambanda Lakimbaru. Amen.
Amen, Sunday.
The Holy Spirit reigns on us all. Shangla de Beste Flekivistokama. Oh, Father, pour out your Spirit. Pour out your Spirit. Pour out your Spirit. Pour out your Spirit. Wait, wait. Brother Lou Engel said, lady came up to him and said, because Lou was really flows in dreams. She said, Lou, I've never had a dream and I've never spoken in the Spirit. Pray for me. He said, Lord, help her have a dream and I declare pray in the Spirit. That was his prayer. She came back a week later and he said, and she goes, I had a dream. I was speaking in the Spirit and woke up praying in tongues.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
I want everybody to say this with me right now. Just say this. Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Speak to me in my dreams.
Speak to me in my dreams.
In any way you want to.
In any way you want
there
to.
There are no limits on you in my dreams.
There are no limits on you in my dreams.
Or in my life in any way.
Or in my life in any way.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty name.
See, guys, since the Holy Spirit wrote 850 years before Pentecost, that the Spirit would pour out his Spirit on all flesh. And he said that the old men are going to, the young people are going to prophesy. And the old people are going to have dreams and visions. And he's going to pour out his Spirit on all flesh. Do you realize that this is part of the language of the Holy Spirit is dreams? Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, I will come to dreams and visions and revelations. That's the Apostle Paul saying, I guarantee you I'm going to use these. So if he'll do it for us, then that means that stuck in the mud loved one we have, he'll do it for him. That loved one you're going to see at Thanksgiving that you love so much and want them to know the ways of God, by time you get there, their life will be changed. But you've got to stand in the gap and make up their heads, the hedge, and call their name out to God every single day. I beg of every one of you, pray over my life. Father, give Pastor dreams. I'll dream all night. I had 5 dreams the other night. Woke up 5 times. The first 2 times I woke up, I was wide awake. I'm like, I should just get up. But I'd only had like 2 hours of sleep in 2 days. So I'm like, I better stay in bed. But all of a sudden you realize you get that dream on the inside of you. It gives you a power you don't know nothing about. Why? It's coming to pass. And you got the Holy Spirit power on the inside of you. Jesus said, I have my meat. Now that word is M-E-T-E. But it means sustenance. My meat is to do the will of God. Well, doing his will turns into protein and nutrients and vitamins. In Jesus' mighty name. I've done preached 3 sermons now. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost for a minute. What are we doing next, Father? Cum blashin dikalurusi mari baditaka. Undestan diklam dishivadevatapus. Astran demla bitavidaka. Ready? Everybody say this with me. You know, sitting in this chair for 3 hours a night is an interesting anointing of God all in itself.
Yes. Yes.
Say this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Go ahead, Phyllis. You can if you want.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Wait, are you like eating shrimp or cherries or something?
No, I was just drinking coffee.
She's eating crawfish. I know it. We know it. We know what it is. They boiled some of them crawfish for you tonight, and you're just still eating them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love the smell of it. I really do. I'm really starting to get it. Ready? Everybody pray this prayer with me. Jesus, help me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus'
Father,
name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I speak over every one of my relatives.
I speak over every one of my relatives.
Even all my aunts and uncles.
Even all my aunts and uncles.
That might be left. Give them a dream and a vision.
Give them a dream and a vision.
Straight from your heart to their spirit.
Straight from your heart to their spirit.
That transforms them into who you want them to be.
That transforms them into who you want them to be.
And may I see the evidence of it.
And may I see the evidence of it.
Whether or not they ever say they had a dream. Manifest your presence in their life in Jesus' mighty name.
Manifest your presence in their life.
And I would like to have a phone call from them.
I would like to have a phone call from any of them.
Of them telling me the great revelation. How it brought them through. Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
I have right now. A couple sets of people that are at total, complete odds with each other that I'm dealing with, and it will be broken by Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen.
Did you hear me, realm of the spirit? It is already broken in heaven and will be broken by Thanksgiving, and they will be together.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Phew. In Jesus' name. No more division. No more confusion. Peace. Kingdom of heaven is righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Angaroni, I'm speaking prophetically to you right now. God is giving Joey dreams that you or I do not know what they are. This is happening as we speak. I will never surrender. I will not quit. The first time we spoke it, it's a revelation that it was settled in heaven, and you will have your son totally healed, standing beside you.
Amen.
A mighty man of God.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, somebody glorify God Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. 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 For those of you that may not know, Joey's got autism.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you right now, this healing room, this gathering of believers, this ecclesia, we will master this thing. And that demon will run in fear the first time we speak, because we've exercised our faith and driven this enemy back.
Amen.
Do not be discouraged. Do not give up. God is the one in control. Get yourself on his side. Get his words in your mouth and stand up in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. That's for every one of you. Let me tell you. I don't know autism personally because of someone in my family. But I do know autism for 5 years now, helping my dear friend and brother, the Miracle Man. I know. And I've watched the battle. And I've prayed for this man for years. And this victory is done in heaven.
Amen.
And it manifests here on this earth. And we win this victory. Listen to me. When God tells you, pray for that person, and out of your mouth comes amazing words of boldness and deliverance and victory, and you're like, how am I ever going to make it happen? You ain't going to make that happen. Jesus himself said, I can't do any of these works in myself. It's the Father working in me that accomplishes these works. That's what Jesus, the Christ, said. So quit worrying about whether or not you get it done. You and I got to speak the word out loud so that it can go in and it's broadcast into the realm of the spirit. And now the miracle can begin to take place.
Amen.
Never stop speaking. Never, 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 never stop speaking. Never. And then you got to get around a group of people like us that is never going to stop believing. Never. Never, 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 never are we going to stop believing in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. I love your presence, Lord. Wow. It's just a manifest presence. Just. Don't you love the presence of God?
Amen.
Well, let's go on to the communion service, because with great desire, with fervent desire, the book of Luke says, I have desired to receive this Passover with you. Well, then Jesus said, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. He took it out of Passover once a year to, as often as you do this. I love the story that Benny Johnson tells of how that lady called her, Dexter, said, I got stage 4 cancer. They said, there's nothing they can do for me. They said, I could go into radiation. But if there's nothing they can do, I ain't taking radiation. So it's in God's hands now. Tell me what to do. This lady received her like as a apostolic leader in her life. So she prayed. God said, tell her to receive communion 4 times a day. 3 times a day. 4 times a day.
It was 3 or 4 times. It was every time she would take medication.
Yeah, it was like as you would take medication, receive the communion elements, gave her exactly what to say. And maybe it's 3, I don't know, but this idea was diligently. And just like you would take your medication, take it as medication. Worship God as worship comes out of you. And each one of those times, just begin to worship. Don't do it as an action. Do it as worship. 21 days later, the lady was totally complete, free from 4-stage cancer. And what healed her? The communion element. The communion elements. It's transformed her life.
Totally healed.
Doctors looked at her and just like everybody says, you see this? This is cancer. This is not. I love that story of the lady last night and Brother Dr. Summerall's message, how she went back to the doctor and he said, okay, this is the last time I'm giving you x-rays. Take these to your husband and tell him there is no cancer left. We're not doing this anymore. And she went back like three times to get more x-rays. How cool is that? Mm-hmm. Well, that God didn't change. Exodus chapter 12. Here we go. Just follow the Holy Spirit. Might as well.
Might as well.
Follow the Holy Spirit. Let's go to well, we're going to read 1 through 13. Exodus 12. 1 through 13. These are our communion verses tonight. All right? What I'm taking you to is the Passover. Exodus 12. All right? Because that's what the communion represents. We read about 12 verses anyways. I'm getting some background noise again, guys. I got to figure out what's going on here. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year. God changed the calendar. Get out of the Egyptian way of doing it. Right there on the spot. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. If the household is too small for a lamb, let him and his neighbor take next to his house. Take it according to the number of persons. According to each man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb. 5. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Jesus was the spotless lamb, right?
Mm-hmm.
7. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts, on the lintel of the house where they ate it. They shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire, with unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Okay? Do not eat it raw, nor boil at all with water, but roast it in fire, its head with its legs, and its entrails. You shall eat none, you shall let none of it remain until morning. And what remains of it until morning shall be burned with fire. 11. And thus you shall eat it with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, your staff in your hand. So you shall eat in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Oh, my goodness sakes alive. Hold on, I got to write a note. Wow. And when I see the blood, 13. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land. That's right out of our communion verses that we say. The blood, the plague has to pass over because of the blood of Jesus. And it cannot be on me or my family. Why? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. 14. So this day shall be a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance. Now, Luke 22. Luke 22. When the hour had come, 22:14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down with the 12, and he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. And he literally could have said, this last Passover, because it's all done. Not another day would Passover be important to us. Why? Because Jesus gave us the communion elements. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, when he'd given thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. 25. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Remember, they have now eaten the Passover lamb like they were instructed as a memorial. And now Jesus gives them a piece of bread and a glass of juice, wine, fruit of the vine. And guess what? He institutes that covenant is done and this one has now come. In that one night. Wow. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, oh my goodness, we would not be judged. Wow. God's perfect love is perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh. Wow, wow, wow. You hear preachers say, you know, while I was preaching, I saw this vision, and I just saw a vision. I was saying all that. How God can move through me, through my memory, to speak a word that's in front of me while I'm speaking it to you and show me a vision at the same time. I am glad I live in this day, because that's amazing. That's amazing. Pray the prayer of salvation with me. We're running out of time. We've got to hurry up here. Ever pray it, no matter who you are, young or old, rich or poor, whether you've been born again for years or not, pray this with me. Go ahead, Phyllis, you can pray it with us if you want. I'm not sure where that noise is at, but it's all right. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I let's try that again. I know I need you in my life every day.
I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Here's your place. Say it boldly. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
I got my prayer all out of order. Hold on. Say this one. Put your arms out and say, I receive you into my life, Lord.
I receive you into my life, Lord.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your
mercy. All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language. And live a successful life. As a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome them, guys.
Welcome.
Try it again. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome them, guys.
Welcome to the family of God.
Well,
you said
welcome to the family of God.
What just happened, Pastor? God just came and lived on the inside of you. He did. God did. He just came and lived on the inside of you. And now, darkness turns to light. Fear turns to faith. Despair turns to hope. Why? Because God's in here. Say it with me. He lives in me.
He lives in me.
Yes, he now lives in you. To will and to do of his good pleasure. Now, you don't have to pray for God to reach you from way out there to way down here, trying to get thick through your thick skull. Why? Because he's in here, leading you from in here out there. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. Don't you just love God?
I
just love God and his ways. And every night we talk about this. On purpose, so that all of us hear it. And then now it's inside of you. Once you hear it a number of times, this is inside of you. And you'll be able to lead somebody else right into this same process. It'll just flow out of you automatically because it's already in you. It's the word of God. So what do I do? Every day, walk with God. Don't worry about being churchy. Don't worry about being a Christian. Don't worry about being whatever you got this interesting view of that. Walk with God because that's what he's going to ask you when you get over there. Did you build a relationship with God your Father? And on that day, you got to be able to say, yes, I did. Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Right? Say it with me. Now I'm walking with God.
Now I'm walking with God.
I mean, get your walk back on. Mm-hmm. What? I'm walking with God. If you think about it, when you think we're the container of God on this earth, God straps you on every day and goes out in that world and tries to reach people. And you get to do it. You get to do it. And sister, she's not going to like it, but that's all right. Sister Phyllis was talking about how wonderful Sister Leanne is. And there's many days we're on the phone together while she's doing her work. And you can hear the people that are attracted to the righteousness in her life. And she walks in to pick up the order, doing DoorDash, and then people just attracted her. I don't see it with my eyes. I can hear it on the phone because that anointing of God that's on the inside of her is there. It's just in the room. And they just come and they connect. And then you can hear it in their voice. Oh, it's good to see you. You can just hear it. What is it? It's the working of God on the inside of us. You're not even necessarily saying anything. They just know they want to be stuck to you. And that's how every one of us is. I could just preach all night, obviously. But I ain't going to do it. Let's receive our communion elements together. Click like, hit subscribe, ring the bell, stay connected. God brought you here to us, so be here with us. Be here with us. Goodness got me. Ready? Say it again. Jesus, I plead the blood over my sin and the sins of my nation.
God,
the greatest
judge of the earth and abortion, and send revival to America. I know.
Thank you
for your mercy and grace. America will be saved.
America
will be saved.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. You ready?
In Jesus' mighty name.
Hold your elements up. Let's bless them and we'll receive these together. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
Hold on just a second. Every one of you that just prayed the sinner's prayer with us, you can receive communion. Go get you some bread juice and grape water. Okay. Do you want to say it?
Some bread or a cracker.
All right.
And some grape juice.
There, you got it.
Or if you don't have those in the house, you can use water or something else to substitute. But it's good to have. Your bread or crackers and grape juice on.
Woo! Glory be to God. We got an anointing in this house tonight. Now, let's try this again. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing and nothing broken. Every joint supplying in my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ within my community.
in the body of Christ, in my family.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
All the way around the world to Julian and Bimala.
All the way around the world, Julian and Bimala.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. Let's receive his body broken. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. We receive it now. Ready? By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
I am a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things become new.
All things have passed away and all things have become new.
And I thank you for it, Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of grace. Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony. I overcome the accuser of the brethren.
I overcome the accuser of the brethren.
And there's no more condemnation in my life. By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over. And cannot be on me or my family. Not another day, not another hour. My conscience is purged. My robes are made white.
And I
will always be. The glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. Let's receive his blood together. Now let's sing our song about the blood of Jesus. I want to sing Power in the Blood. Ready? Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you our evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you live daily for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you do his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power. Power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb, there is power, power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. Let's give Jesus a high five. I don't know if you want to give Jesus a fist bump or not, but... Well, there it is, guys. We can stay on here all night.
Yeah, there's like four verses of that song, and it's hard to remember which verse goes where. I try to keep up, but it helps to have a songbook in front of them. No,
yes, it does. Yes, it does. Which I do not have. So if one of you go to a church that has a hymnal, send it.
Oh, well, I have hymnals. It's a matter of being smart enough to get it ready and handy ahead of time.
Just, Phyllis, give us some verses.
Okay, I suppose you want Jude 20 through 25.
Yes, ma'am. Read it with meaning and force.
Meaning and force? Well, how about if I use a magnifying glass? Okay, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling.
Hallelujah.
And to present faultless before the presence of his glory.
Hallelujah.
With exceeding joy.
Hallelujah.
To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty.
Amen.
Dominion and power.
Amen.
Both now and forever. And
Amen.
Revelation 1, 5, and 6.
Amen. Amen.
And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Amen. You ready? Put your hands up and say, we draw in the net.
We draw in the net.
Of every person who heard us tonight.
Of every person who heard us tonight.
That they have come into the kingdom.
That they have come into the kingdom.
And they understand this word.
And they understand this word.
And if they don't, the angels will reveal it.
And if they don't,
the angels will reveal it to them.
Don't you just love that? Yeah. Do you realize how big a tool we got in our harvesting belt right now?
Mm-hmm.
Ready? Stay with me. I receive the hundredfold return.
I receive the hundredfold return.
In my life right now. From sowing my time, talent, and treasure.
From sowing my time, talent, and treasure.
Into this kingdom.
Into this kingdom.
God bless the community of faith.
God bless the community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Good night, Sunday. Good night, Rebecca. Good night, Brother Roger. Brother Michael. Who else showed up tonight? Had a whole bunch of folks here.
Really?
Brother Michael was here.
Still nine people.
Well, all y'all nine people, sign in. Wayner dude's with us. Yeah, bless you, John.
Hi,
love you, man. Just love you. Michael Carr is with us.
Hi, Michael.
The minor dude was with us, and thank you, Jesus, that you are the God that restored. Paul Oxley's with us. Bless you, Paul. God bless you. Wait, all of our friends on Blog Talk Radio is with us. All y'all over there and all the nations of the world. We pray for you guys every single day like we do here. Some of you are in serious situation. And Germany and Austria and all those places over there, Romania. We bless you in Jesus' mighty name. And we ask for God's abundant blessing to be yours. So, all y'all, thank you. Anybody else is left on? You want to sign in real quick and say hi, do it. So we know it's you. We'll bless you too. But this is what we always say. We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
And Jesus is Lord.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
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 Amen. Paul said amen.
Amen.
So good to see you, Paul.
So good to have you with us.